Welcome to Arbitrary Advice. Here is your host, B.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Arbitrary Advice. It's your girl, B. Today, we got a new episode, because you know, it's the last day of May. So, end of the month, new episode. Wanted to start out by saying this is the end of Mental Health Awareness Month, so I'm pretty much a month late, but I would highly recommend going to therapy if you need it, because I did. I started going in January or February, and it's helping a lot, so just PSA, therapy helps. I refused to get it for a little while, but let's not get so deep today. We got a quick little episode for you today because I'm also going to be filming a snack review video. I know I was promising it weeks ago and then I got super sick and then work and stuff got in the way. So finally going to get that video out soon. But because I'm recording it after this, I figured I won't keep you too long. Check out the new merch. It's pretty awesome. Has the new logo, Titan Media Collective logo. I like it. I think it looks pretty freaking awesome. So, one topic that I wanted to discuss was the fact that I think that wire-free bras are the only bras that should be allowed to be legal. They're the only bras I've ever owned that do not hurt by the end of the day. I should not have back pain and like under boob pain just from having to wear a bra all day, because it's, you know, not socially acceptable to not wear a bra all day unless you're like at home or whatever. But anyways, I just think that if you don't own a wire-free bra as a woman, you should. You will thank yourself tenfold. So I also wanted to talk about the fact that me and one of my best friends, Lola, she still hasn't come on yet. We gotta get her on. She, obviously Lola's a fake name. I give all my friends fake names if they want it. But me and her, for like therapeutic reasons, we like to go to Walmart and read the cards. And let me tell you, it is so therapeutic. And some of them are so funny and some of them are so cheesy. And like, I highly recommend taking a friend and going to read Walmart cards together. 10 out of 10 recommend, it'll make your day. So I'm not sure if I mentioned in my last episode, I'm having like a brain fart. Blue turned one. So that's crazy. Like, he's a year old. We've almost had him for a year in like 3 weeks. Well, I've had him for a year. That's crazy to me. Blue changed my life, changed our life, but really, speaking for myself, like, getting a dog was probably one of the best things for my depression. Obviously, didn't cure it, but he definitely helps. He gets you out of bed. I live on a schedule, loose schedule, but more of a schedule than I did. Having to take care of him and stuff, and gives you something to care about and think about other than yourself. So 10 out of 10 recommend getting a puppy if you like dogs, because serotonin boost every day when I walk through the door and he gets all excited to see me. So I made up another acronym. So you know SMH, shaking my head. I made up SMG, which is shaking my granny. I thought it was like the funniest thing ever at the time. Maybe it was a had to be there thing in my mind because I'd just be thinking of crazy shit. But I thought it was hilarious. So shaking my granny. Like, that's how you know it's funny, because I'm over here shaking my granny. Like, don't you think that's funny, granny? Anyways, we're coining that term. I have a serious thing to talk about, and it is, there is a cable company, a very big cable company that rhymes with schmucks. Picking up what I'm putting down, not sponsored. that has a very creepy commercial that I see come on all the time that talks about how one day your doctor will be able to operate on you from a remote operating room. And then it says like logging into operating room or something like that. That is so creepy to me. I don't know if as I'm getting older, I'm getting a little bit more like paranoid conspiracy type. I'm not crazy. Maybe a little. But that creeps me out. And I'm like, I know that commercials are supposed to be like haha funny, like not serious all the time, but joking about that like is not funny to me. I cannot imagine. There's no way in my lifetime I would ever let somebody operate on me remotely, because I can, this is how I imagine it going. You know those robots that, I don't even know what they do. I'm so bad at this. You know, like those robot machines that they have in factories that like do one function? I imagine there's like this multiple robots in the room and you go there and they like, or they show up to your house, even scarier, and they're like, hello, we're here for your operation. And then they like operate on you. But like, have you ever seen a robot like lose its mind and just start like flailing? I can imagine it like, I don't know, holding a scalpel and just being like, chow, chow, chow. If you're seeing the video, you're seeing what I'm talking about. But like, that's the scariest thing ever to me. Like, no thank you. I don't know what just happened. My AirPod just like did something weird. Hopefully you guys can still hear me pretty well. Also, apologies for the weird setup today. I know I'm sitting in pretty much the normal place that I do, but my microphone's all weird, so we're going with it. But also just got out of the shower, so I have like water dripping down my back, but it's cool from my hair. I don't know, does anybody else, can any other people relate to the fact that your hair holds water for like ever? Because I swear I will go to bed. I know you're not supposed, don't be mad at me. I know you're not supposed to go to bed with your hair wet, but I'm too lazy to blow dry it most of the time. So I'll go to bed with it wet and then I'll wake up and it'll still be wet. Does anybody else have that problem? My hair is like a sponge, okay? It holds water forever. I also think it's funny because the other day my friend was like, your hair is getting so long. I thought you said you were going to cut it after your wedding. And I was like, I did though. My hair does grow extremely fast. I don't know if that's like a blessing or a curse. I guess it's a blessing, but like also it's like really long and I need another haircut already, so yay. Also, I don't know if I mentioned this in the last episode, but I'm gonna reiterate it if I did. I got the Hydro Silk Sugar Wax waxing kit, and let me tell you what, that shit, ooh, we're trying not to cuss in 2023. That stuff was amazing. I would have taken videos, but I just didn't want to share a video of me waxing my legs. Like, that's kind of weird. That's the only place that I wax, though. I don't wax anything else because I am way too afraid to hurt myself. But the waxing strips were really cool. I had never seen. And maybe I just live under a rock, okay? Don't freaking shoot the messenger if this is, like, common knowledge. But I had never seen waxing strips that you could reuse. It was literally so cool. You, like, finish doing the wax and whatever, and you take the waxing strips and you literally just rinse them off in water, like, warm water, and the wax just, like, dissolves off. And that was nice because, I don't know, I'm not, like, a waxing professional or anything by any means at all whatsoever. I think they're called estheticians. Could be wrong. Estheticians are, like, skin people. Don't quote me on that, but, what was I saying? I just, like, squirrel. I don't know if it's, like, other waxes or what. I've always been scared that it was gonna get, like, stuck on me and, like, not be able to call. Like, I'm always like, oh my gosh, if you wax yourself, you gotta, like, quickly do it because it's gonna get, like, dry and, like, get stuck on you. But this wax was cool because it came off with water, so, like, I wasn't afraid for it to get like stuck all over me. It was also nice to me because I have like another wax kit that you like heat up in the microwave. I thought it was nice that you heat it up in the microwave, and it was like it didn't have to get super hot to work. So 10 out of 10 recommend the HydroSilk sugar wax kit if you are trying to wax your legs. I cannot speak towards waxing anything else though. Yeah. So I hope you guys are doing well. I hope that you can forgive me for not posting the snack review video. I have been hoarding snack review snacks and a drink because I had planned this video out and then it had been like 3 weeks and I found more snacks. So stay tuned for that. It's not going to be part of this episode. I'm probably only going to post it on Instagram. I kind of like that. Actually, I lied. I'll probably put it on YouTube too. But that probably won't happen for a few days. Give me a week, okay? Sue me, but give me a week. Don't sue me, please. I take it back. Don't do that. Every time I hear anybody go blah, 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 it reminds me of what is that song? Put the thing down, flip it and reverse it. Why can't I think of the name of that song? Or who sings it? Is it who? I'm gonna figure it out. I can picture the song in my head and the girl singing it, but I can't think of her name. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great month of June and happy end of May. And also, like I said, go to therapy. This is your sign. If you have been putting it off, go to therapy. Start taking care of yourself because people around you can help take care of you, but only you can really make a difference. And therapy was really good for me. So 10 out of 10 recommend. And I just want you to know that if no one told you today, I love you, I'm proud of you, and you're crushing it. So I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, hi.
Didn't hear you there.
This is Amy.
And Lexi.
And we're coming at you from Confessions of Retail.
All the tea.
If you're a retail employee like us, then you know that there are some crazy, off-the-wall things that happen in your line of work.
Join us every Wednesday while we spill all this hot confessional tea on the line of work known as retail. Everything from our own experiences to listener-submitted stories. And let me tell you, there are some crazy things that happen that even we can hardly believe.
I know, right?
You can find us on any major podcast directory.
You can join us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Twitter.
And if you have hot tea to spill, you can send it our way to confessionsofretailallthetea@gmail.com.
We will see you in the confessional booth.
Hi, I'm Nate.
And I'm Andrew.
And we are the hosts of Two Beards Please podcast.
I asked him if he'd ever done this before. He said that he had.
So you're asking these questions while you're on the operating table?
Just before we start, right.
So you didn't think to ask these questions like in a consultation visit?
I really didn't care. I just wanted to prolong the hot knife cauterization as long as I could.
I also had some adults come to my door, not with kids.
Did you give them candy?
I did.
What's wrong with you?
What's...
They deserve apples. It's my favorite comedy movie that I could think of in 4 hours when some idiot says, "What's your favorite four comedy movies of all time?" Okay. This beardy is based on a limited amount of time, and I only had two beers. Laugh with us or laugh at us. Either way, you're laughing, and we're responsible.
Find all of the links to our social media as well as major listening platforms on our website, twobeardsplease.com.